Now, if you have an interest in travel, and particularly travel on a budget, you'll know that the concept of staying with locals as your accommodation has become very popular in recent years. Using the likes of Airbnb or Couchsurfing, for example, allows you to experience a country and a culture from the point of view of someone who actually lives there, which can often be much nicer than the touristy options, if I can call them that, foisted on you otherwise. Well, our next guest has come up with an idea of this kind of holidaying, but without any exchange of money whatsoever. It's called Go Cambio, and the company is based here in Ireland. Deirdre Bounds is on the line. Deirdre, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
I'm very good indeed. What is Go Cambio and how does it work?
Go Cambio is a sharing platform. You mentioned Airbnb and Couchsurfing. It's on a similar lines to that, but it's the next generation where no money exchanges hands, but you exchange your skill, which is more often than not like your language, which could be English, French, Spanish, Mandarin, whatever, in exchange for accommodation and food. So you kind of have a conversation for 2 hours with a family or with a business person, and they'll allow you to stay in their house.
Right, that's it. Now, can we look at, like, I mean, are there kind of like things, are there endorsements and reviews that you can browse and find someone who's just right for you?
Yes, of course. I mean, reputation in this area is really, really important because, of course, you don't know who you're getting in your house. But more often than not, they're all right. I think, Dave, to be honest, if we were, you know, if I was talking to you in 2005, I'd say this is a bit of a big worry. But with 2015, there's lots of this sort of stuff going on. Mm. And you can check people's online reputation very easily, LinkedIn and Twitter and all sorts of things. And, of course, we have that on the site as well. So, yeah, you check it out. You do a Skype interview. And if you're going to be a guest tutor, you also get a little free course in how to coach your language.
And what do you think is your main customer? Is it little kids or parents who want their kids to learn a language? Or is it the single businessman? Or what is it?
Do you know, initially I thought it would be families with children. Because I know, I'm an English teacher, I have been. In abroad, Spain, Japan, wherever, English language lessons one-to-one with a native speaker are really expensive. You're looking, you know, €50 an hour. If you can find somebody. So families with children who have to learn English, we thought they would be our main ones. But equally, I think business people who want to learn English, and also anybody who just wants to improve a language skill. Or not only a language skill, Dave, there's also cooking, music, if you want to learn a bit of piano, if you want to do dance, salsa dancing. We've also got a skills aspect to the site. But the good thing about language, it's all inclusive. Everybody speaks something, don't they?
Yeah. So basically you're talking about like the exchange of a skill instead of the exchange of money. The main one you're talking about, obviously, is to do with learning a language. But I mean, the person can have a skill of some sort, but doesn't necessarily have to be qualified necessarily. I mean, even in the teacher side of things, do the visitors have to be qualified teachers?
No, not at all. For the language tuition, we give a short course in how to coach your language, whatever that may be, in a family or a small group situation, because people have got to have a bit of an idea of what they're doing, otherwise it can be a bit daunting. But more often than not, it's just a chat over breakfast or going for a walk in the park or, you know, getting the train with somebody to one of the sites and speaking in that language. So, you know, you could get Irish travellers travelling out, but equally you could get French, Spanish, Mandarin travellers coming into Ireland and living with Irish families who want to learn languages.
How did you come up with the idea? Was it just like a gap in the market? Pretty obvious, was it?
Well, Dave, I used to run a company that used to train people how to teach English as a foreign language, and I have been out of that for 7 years now. And I just saw with Airbnb and Couchsurfing, and also English language is the second biggest global market after medicine. It's huge. Most of the world want to learn English. And then I just saw all these middlemen, language schools, and people charging to send you abroad. That's also last century. And we're now in the area where people can trade what they have online. So, and when I looked online to see if there was anything like it, so it's absolutely, you know, a blank slate when it came to this sort of travel.
So was that the eureka moment for you, or did you have a partner or somebody else who said, listen, why don't we just, or why can't this happen?
No, it was a bit of a eureka moment. Somebody had just come back from Warsaw that paid to go out there and teach English to Polish families. A Polish company had charged the families to find the English teacher who was from Ireland, And I just said, that's just so last century. Surely there's got to be a site where families and business people can upload their details and travellers can upload their details, right, and they'll find each other.
You did decide then to base the company in Ireland, in Youghal in Cork to be precise, rather than in England, where you live. Why did you do that?
Because the company that I used to run had a really successful office in Ireland. And so we had some great people who had knowledge of this teaching English market. And I didn't want to run a company again, Dave. I'm done with that. I come up with ideas. So I said, well, look, let's base it in Ireland. We've got the skill. And also, Ireland is an English-speaking country, and Ireland has a great global brand. And so everything was pointing to Ireland, to be honest. You know, we've had help from Irish Enterprise. We've had a lot of help from people in Ireland. It's great.
Making money out of it, then. I presume it's a business, so how do you make money?
Well, of course we thought, well, how are we going to make money out of this? But the important thing is, as with any social site like this, is the community.
Yeah, and we thought, database of users,
Yeah, whatever we do, we cannot charge for this service. Otherwise, we're just going to become like a middleman, which is what we don't want to do. So we'll find ways, Dave, eventually.
Down the line, yeah.
I don't know, but eventually. We've had enough investors. We've had people who are really interested in what we're doing. We have a lot of interns, multilingual interns coming to Ireland because they want to come. So the cost base is not hugely expensive. It's great. I mean, Ireland is great, the idea is great, and we're just doing it on a shoestring at the moment.
Okay, let's take a look at what you've done and did. I mean, even before you came to all of this. So, like, your own background. You worked in teaching a few years ago. Tell us about that.
Well, I left when I was mid-20s, went to Japan as an English teacher, taught English in Japan, China, Australia, and finally in the mountains of Greece. Came back to the UK on the dole. And came up with the idea that lots of people want to learn English, and the courses to teach English are too expensive, and most people don't even need one abroad anyway. So I set up a company to teach people how to teach English as a foreign language on the cheap.
And I made you a millionaire, right?
Yeah, a few zeros in my bank account, Dave.
Okay, and you've also been a comedian, a Channel 4 TV presenter, wait a minute, a bus driver in Australia, and the backpacker, as you mentioned, kind of thing, and you're a recovering alcoholic. You've done it all.
Yeah, well, I've done it all, and that's why I don't want to run a company again, Dave. Can you understand it? My head's matched with it all.
When they say comedian, is that stand up in front of an audience by yourself, personally?
Oh, Dave, I wasn't very successful. I did it for about a year, and I got booed off by about 500 people in Nottingham, and I cried all the way up the M1, and I've never done it again.
Oh, really? All right, okay, fine. Channel 4 TV presenter. I was a Channel 4 TV presenter for 4 years in the early 90s, long before you. Yeah, all these live rock shows around Britain. It was cool.
Oh, I bet it was. No, I just went with dispatches and did a dispatches program out in Africa about dirty gold.
About dirty gold. Wow. Geez, you really have lived all right. Now, what is the I2I? That's the company you set up, right? Did you enjoy running it?
What I enjoyed about it was we were one of the first in the marketplace to do everything that we were doing. And whatever we did, even if other people were doing it, we did it differently. And it's the creative process, Dave, that
Do you know something? I'm getting the impression already that you are an entrepreneur, no question about it. But and you better watch yourself in terms of the future in some ways of GoCambio, because I get the impression you may not be massively a business person. Would I be right?
I'm not a business person.
Yeah,
you know what you're saying, Dave?
Yeah, I'm saying you're an entrepreneur. Fantastic coming up with ideas and really brilliant getting it all together. But once it's kind of rolling, you want to go on to something else.
Yeah, you're right, and that's why I have to get really good people to run the company for me.
But the
important thing, actually, Dave, is that a lot of the people working with GoCambio now are also shareholders. So I don't want to sit like Cruella at the top of a vast empire. It's not what I want to do anymore. If I allow other people and give them shares and they own, there's a big difference in businesses now, Dave. There's a lot of ownership and we've had a lot of great people want to come and work with us because it's a very exciting startup.
Okay, have you got a next great idea already up and running? Because once GoCambio really starts moving, I think you'll slip out a side door and start something. something else?
I don't know. It takes a long time to come up with a good idea. It does take a long time. And GoCambio now has got a life of its own. We've got over 5,000 users, and we've only been live for 4 months.
Wow.
Yeah, Dave, right, it's going to be huge. It's great, and it's great for the world. It really is.
You know, in the world of entrepreneurship, just like the idea of stealing ideas, and like often things aren't really stolen, and we all know that some of the people who've invented things down through the years was actually the fourth or fifth person who invented that thing, because somebody else had invented the other bits and he just put them all together, or she just, you know, amalgamated everything. Like, is there a problem with patenting and all that kind of thing?
No, well, you can't patent an idea.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you can patent something technical or something that you can, you know, a piece of software or whatever, but I don't think you can patent an idea. And, you know, one of your listeners might be sitting there now thinking, that's a great idea, I'll do it. And that's fine. Good luck.
Well, listen, I wish you the very best of luck and well done.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
Thanks so much.
Deirdre Bounds, it is GoCambio. You can check it out yourself. I presume there's a website, just gocambio.com, isn't it?
Yeah. GoCambio.com, yeah.
Brilliant. Fantastic, Deirdre. Thanks a million for talking to us.
Thanks, Dave.
Do you like y'all, do you?
I love Ireland. My parents are from Kerry.
Right.
So, you know, when I was young, I used to go over there every year. So I've got a real close affinity with Ireland. My brother lives in York.
All right, well, thanks, Deirdre. Fair play to you. Good luck. Take it easy.